for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello and welcome to Illuminations World Podcast, your guiding light to live a more happier, healthier, and purposeful life. I'm your host, Nia, and in this podcast, we will touch different topics ranging from spirituality, personal growth, mental and emotional well-being to help you navigate through stress, relationships, career, and self-expression. In each episode, we feature different therapists, healers, and speakers, and change makers who share their insight, expertise, and inspiration, which will hopefully help you live a lighter and brighter life. So now, let's move on to the episode. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. So very recently, I was told that Mercury retrograde was around the corner. So it really got me thinking, why is everyone so concerned? And do planets really have an effect on the way we live, our emotions, our psyche, and so on? So I thought, why not bring on someone who can answer all these questions? So to answer my questions, I have a very gifted personality on board. His name is Dr. Swami Mahavanam. He is an expertise in this subject, and he has started his inquisitive search at the age of 10 years old towards a very mysterious world, inquisitive life, and illuminative spirituality. He has surrendered his life through rigorous practice of life science such as yoga, Vedanta, Tantra, Ayurveda, astrology, and music, and so on. So to understand this life in a much more fulfilled way, he has stayed 12 years in close proximity with Swami Satyanananda at Bihar School of Yoga. I'm sure no one needs an introduction for who he is. He has visited many cults, clans, teachers and professors, doctors and scientists, social workers and reformer schools, colleges and hospitals to learn, share and cherish the depth of the wisdom into practice and profession. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Swami Mahavanam. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. So I have a lot of questions for you, and I'm sure you're going to answer all my questions. So first off, my basic question, do planets really have an effect on us? And more towards that, what is astrology? Like, tell me about astrology. What exactly is it?
First of all, actually, these things only you can understand when you first understand the applications, implementations, and effect of astrology in our life. Astrology is an English word, but in Vedic culture, it is called Jyotish. So, English word astrology is made up of two words, astral and logos. Astral is a body. As you have a physical body, you have a mental body, you have emotional body, you have intellectual body, and you have an astral body, and you have a spiritual body, and you have a light body. So, when you study physiology, you understand your physical body. When you study psychology, you have a better understanding about your mental body. When you study meridians and energetic body, energetic science, you are well known to your energetic body. Similarly, when you study astrology, you are able to understand, organize, and live life with better harmony and very organized manner. That is what astrology is. Astrology, as physical body has its form, astral body has no form. It's a body of radiations and nuclears permeating energies from celestial body to the individual body. This is where the astrology has come. Now come to the Vedic science, from where the right word is Jyotish. Jyotish is also made up of two words, Jyoti and Ish. Ish means God. Ish means supreme. Jyoti means light. So light of God. Astrology is a science through which we are able to connect, understand, and go through it, the light of God. And human soul, if you study it deeply, you will also know about, you will realize it. Human soul is the sparking light of stars. So this is where the astrology becomes important for human being. Right. So astrology is a science of lights and its application between the supreme energy of radiations and existence, productions of the individual energy in this biocosmic body. Because our body is a biological body. So inside this body, when the radiation takes place, radiations connects with the universal, that is called astral applications. So that's why each and every cell, each and every tissue, each and every organs of your body, depending upon the celestial radiations, probably we don't know it, because astrology is not a physical science. Astrology is an experiential science. And it's not only mathematics. It is also astral science. Astrology is also a science of meditations, because in ancient days, there was not all the scientific equipments available, but through meditations, we used to feel the radiations of the different planets, and we used to invite that energy, because there is even science has accepted it, wherever awareness goes, energy flows. So with this meditations, we used to attract that energy. If we are weak in Mercury and the Mars, so we meditate, we withdraw, we pull the energy. That is from where the applications and the feeding of astrology, as your body, food is important. Similarly, with astrology, these meditations and the different remedial measures also are important in astrological science.
So to understand what you're trying to say is, all these planets, because of the astral body that we have, and because of the vibrations of that, it then connects to the vibrations of those specific planets. And that's how we get affected? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Actually, look, frequency, that you are talking about frequency, but I am talking about radiations. Energy has many forms. So physical energy is a gross energy. And what you are saying, frequency, that is the energy of physics. But what I'm talking about, the radiations, which is an expressions and experience of radiatory body, that also has frequency and also it has subtlety. So it's a frequency without body is called radiations. Frequency is a frequency of with subtle body. So that's why astrology is a like light body radiations, you can say, because as per energetic science, the light is the purest energy. Because even when you go to the culmination of the purity of the light, it is, and then it divides into seven different, that is rainbow. So light is the purest energy form. Radiation is just before that.
Right. So how do we get affected? So can you give us a little bit insight of when we talk about Mercury retrograde, and when the first feeling that people get is like they're scared or they're concerned or something bad is going to happen. Why is that? Why is it that Mercury retrograde means something negative and certain other things mean something positive? And why do we have that negative and positive effects?
Actually, negative and positive effect depends on individual. Because what happens usually, you are following the day and night, or you are being followed by the day and night. How does it work?
You follow day and night.
Why you say that, no, I will not follow? Can you escape? Can you go against it?
Not really.
No. Similarly, this universe actually in the universe also, we are bound and attached to follow the celestial body and its effect.
Why do you say that? Why is that?
Because we are part of the, we are existing, we are part of the universe. Without sunlight, we cannot survive. Without moon, light, we cannot survive. Without Mars, without Mercury, without Jupiter, without Saturn, without Venus, without Rahu Ketu's existence, we are dead. So in our body is made up of many elements. Our body is an offspring of mother and father. And then that astral permeation comes, that is what the presence of third party, God or astral existence, which comes beyond the physical source. That is what the radiation, because when we are created, the radiations also take place in that same space, the space where the contributions of a baby, of the initiations of the life takes place. The same thing, the biochemicals mixes, sprout takes place and baby starts living. So in same time, whatever radiations takes place, that is the contribution of the astral body. So you are not just mother and father. You are mother, father, contributions and also contributions of the universe. That is what the astral body is inbuilt with you, whether you feel it or you look at it. It doesn't matter whether you know it or not. But you are inbuilt, default inside you. So you will be affected.
So is that why particular zodiac signs have particular characteristics? And how accurate are they? Because
yes.
I feel like, you know, you could read a lot of these different zodiac signs and it could still apply to you, even if you're not from that zodiac sign. So how true is that?
Actually, when you have to understand an infinite philosophy, you cannot understand, you have to first confine it. Because endless things cannot be understood by this confined mind, limited mind. So this subject is like that. So that's why when we try to understand these things, now as you asked me earlier, that it is positive for somebody, negative for somebody. Now you listen to it, how I'm going to explain to it. For someone, what is retrograde? According to astrology, retrograde explains that it is not a normal planet. Retrograde planets are three times stronger than the normal planet. Three times.
Oh, so what are these planets?
Yes, it depends on each individual. Because when you took birth, when somebody comes out of mother's womb, the first radiations of the universe falls on it and the first impression becomes the last impression and where the astrology starts. Because when somebody stays in the womb of mother, there is an indirect astrology because it is connected with the mother's. But when come out of the mother's womb, the first light of the universe falls and the natal chart is created. That is called the first astral impression. That's why in astrology, the very accurate prediction is with the date of birth, time of birth, and place of birth.
Yes.
These three things are very important. Without this, the natal chart will not be appropriate and predictive.
Right.
So now, as retrograde is three times powerful than the normal planet, so there are two things. One is in your individual chart, if the Mercury is retrograde, or sometimes there's a transition in the universe. So in that transition also sometimes Mercury gets retrograde. So there are two options. So in your chart, if the Mercury is stronger, the retrograde happening in the transition in the universe will not give you a bad effect. But if it is weak in yours, then you will have a bad effect. So it's both, it depends on your individual chart.
Oh, okay.
Second thing, also, there is a astral journey also for the universe. So what happens when you take birth and the present transitions of the, so and that also depends because retrograde means there are two kinds of movement. Retrograde is a name of the movement, uniform and retrograde. Retrograde is that three times more powerful. Now I will tell you one story. Do you drive?
Yes.
Yes. So if you have to drive straight completely, and if you have to drive zigzag, backward, forward, in which you will have more energy exertion?
I mean, when you...
Zigzag.
Yeah.
Ups and back and forward. So similarly, retrograde means not uniform. So that's why the planet is like having a strong effect in itself. So if it is downsided for you, you will have a bad effect. If you are stronger, then also you will be influenced by it. But your in your chart, if it is stronger, you will be less affected. If in your chart it is down, then you will be more affected. So everything depends on individual and that in retrograde also there is an intensity. Some retrogrades are, it depends on the degree of the retrograde. Some, in any chart, anything, if it is degree is weak, then it will be less bad or good influences. If a degree is complete like a young youth, then it will be more powerful. And if the degree of Mercury is like old person, like, then it will be less because old person cannot be so stronger. So again, there is a three variations.
Oh, wow. So how do you know what your natal chart is? Is it just based on, like, how do you find out where, if people wanted to know how to make their natal chart, where do they go? What do they do?
Actually, it's very easy in these days. Those whoever has studied astrology, they are they know it, how to make astral chart. Once the astral chart is clear, and then we see all the planets and in which planet you are living. Because what happens? Everybody has to live planet according to their life.
What does that mean? What do you mean by live in which planet you live? What does that mean?
Look, Earth is moving.
Yeah.
And each and every planet is moving. So when somebody takes birth, according to the transitions of the planet, because when you take birth, what was the first structures and angles of the universe? So that becomes the life of your planet. That becomes the life of your planet. And there is a calculations based upon the place and longitude, latitude, and all these things. And then how the nine planets were playing role on you and you become the 10th planet. Because Earth is the 10th and you stay on the Earth. So we don't count you and Earth. We count that place of birth. So place of birth represents the 10th planet. You belong to the 10th planet. And then nine planets, how it was behaving to the Earth, that becomes the chart. Based upon that, we calculate which planet is more powerful, which planet is supporting, distracting, malefic. And based upon that, in life also, because in astrology, there are many kinds of astrology, but I believe in two kinds of astrology. First one is Vedic astrology. Second is Nadi astrology.
Vedic and Nadi.
Nadi. So okay. Vedic astrology is an education up to graduation and post-graduations. Vedic astrology. Mm. When I say Nadi astrology is like education and research of like a PhD. Mm. So PhD knowledge is available in Nadi astrology, and postgraduate and graduations level knowledge, informations are available in Vedic astrology. Vedic astrology, apart from this also, there are many other astrologies, different countries, because this Earth is not as we think limited years. Earth has lived unlimited years. So in that, in many different countries, different civilizations, many astrologies are evolved, and sometimes it has been blocked due to some reason, like a reason can be like a administrative reason or ruler kingdom reason. So because many people do not support it, do not like it. So lots of myth and misunderstandings are there about it. But still, the Vedic astrology is more authentic because Vedic astrology has been practiced now in the form of, it's like a theorem, you know, theory and theorem. What is theorem? You must have heard about theorem in physics, chemistry, biology. Yeah. So Vedic astrology is like a theorem. So there is a fixed rules and things are bound to it. So it's the most Correct. But apart from that theorem also, it needs to be studied, it needs to be understand. Because if you, there are two kinds of things. One, you cram it, and second, you understand it. Cramming, you know, learning by heart, that's a cramming. And quizzing, you know, cramming and quizzing.
Yeah.
And other thing is that you have understanding, you don't need cramming, you can create it, you can compose it. So this is the difference between a normal level of astrology and the higher level of astrology. So when you study Nadi astrology, you don't need this theorem. You have it, you look at it, and you make the theorems. But when you don't know in that level, PhD level of astrology, Nadi astrology, then you need to cram all the theorems, and based upon that theorem, you predict. But you need to have a basic understanding. So that's why it is very important that we cannot separate ourselves from the universe. We are part of it. We are part of it. And we live with it. Sometimes we ignore, we get influenced by the society, by the country, and by our own habits and educations and then beliefs. But whether you believe or not, but still astrology applies on you.
So coming back to a word that you just used, predictions. And it's quite well known that using a lot your astrology, you can make a lot of predictions about your future. And, you know, when you're born, the astrologers tend to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. This might happen. That might happen. How can you predict your future based on astrology if we are constantly making choices in our present? And how are you also saying that the very choices that we're making is also based on the effects of the planets and the influences of the planets that's creating these particular thoughts? So can you shed a little bit of light on that?
Sure. See, when some baby is born, can that baby apply all the influences at the time of birth, everything? Is it possible? Or baby will be limited?
Limited?
Means limited explanations, expressions.
Yes, of course. Limited. Yes, yes.
But when the baby becomes 5 years old, there will be different capacity and...
Yeah,
correct.
Definitely.
When it becomes 13, 14, 16 will be different.
Yeah, so like different stages of development.
Yes. So as there is a different stages of development in your physical body, similarly, when the existence started, our existence, and earlier itself I told you that astral radiations enters in that realm of your body, and that is also growing. You can see only physical body, but you are not able to see that astral growth. So with that astral growth, because when you are young, so according to that, there has to be which radiations, which, like, you know, the radiations are also from different planets. So which the quantity and quality of radiations, which has gone more into it, into you. So according to that, that also will grow, and also there will incorporate with your body, systems, nature, habits, and this is how the growth and the living of astrology happens without knowing you. And as you told, how the prediction will take place, as you see, as I told you the example of a baby growth, similarly astral science, because when you are in according to the nature, character and nomenclature of that astral patch, astral radiations which has entered inside you, that will play a role inside you as per the transition of the universe, and it makes connections. So with that becomes your life, and then that planet plays, and all the planets, because Earth to move in one full circle, it takes time. Moon to complete the cycle takes a different time. Sun to make completely different time. So every planet has a different age of life. So that will be operated in your body and existence and life operations. With that, we do predictions. Because if your planet is good, so we'll suggest you what you need to do it to be more successful in your life. If you have a bad planet or like disturbing planet, then I will tell you, be careful, be protected. And then This is how you can balance yourself. If wrong time, if you are trying, you will not be successful. If the good time, good planet comes, yeah, this is the time you will get married. You will be successful in the career. You will become victorious in the world. So that helps.
So, but even success and being victorious, wouldn't that also be very subjective to the person and the culture, the environment that they're in? Or would it apply to everybody? Because there are cases where, or there are times when the astrologers are wrong or the predictions aren't correct. So what do you have to say about that?
Correct. Actually, prediction depends on three things. That is called Desha, Kal, and Patra.
What is that?
Desha means country and culture. Kala means time. Patra means individual nature and character.
Okay.
So prediction varies person to person. If I have to do prediction with a young boy or girl, I will be doing differently. If same prediction I have to do with a 5 years boy, I will change it. And because in some culture, I know this culture, because in some culture, they promote love marriage.
Exactly.
In some culture, they will kill you if you do.
Exactly.
In Haryana, if somebody does love marriage, they will kill you. So that also, in astrology, these three things, any predictions depends on the Desha, Kala, and Patra. Desha is the culture of the country. Kala is the time. Age, time means time is a very broad. Time means time of the universe, time of your age, time of... And Patra. Patra is individual, personal. So these three things, because one is natural, universal calculations, mathematics, that is depend upon the, based upon the astrophysics and calculations. But then I have to see these three things, Desha, Kala, Patra, and based upon that, I will advise you. And advice also, then there are many remedial measures, because ultimately this universe is come out of the energy. So that in Indian culture, in many different cultures, there are many kinds of remedial measures. Somebody will prescribe you stones. Mm. Somebody will ask you to, okay, do japas. And,
yeah,
you know, somebody will tell you, okay, do you this herbs. Somebody will give you some, you know, knack of tips, you know, some tips, remedial measure tips. And somebody will tell you, do some rituals, you know, rituals, do this. So there are many measurements, and somebody will tell you to be careful, and in this age you do it, in this age, so they time wise. So there are many kinds of prescriptions. Based upon that prescriptions, because astrologers also in these days, what I believe, there are many astrologers, no offense to anyone, but I think all the astrologer needs to go through university. Because look what happens, there is a saying in English, empty vessel sounds much. So if somebody does not have a proper knowledge, if there is a, like a surgeon, and they don't know how to cut and where to cut, they will create an accident in life. So, and university is a place where one curriculum is prepared by the 50 professors. So when the education learning system is, modules were prepared, it is very compact and complete. But when we do bits and pieces here and there, they do not have complete knowledge, and they speak from their empty vessel sounds much. So that creates bad reputations in practice. So and if somebody is learners, they should be humble, and they should tell that, look, I'm a learners, I'm a novice. See, if I go wrong something, please forgive me. So as long as you are honest, then you are eligible.
So isn't there also a downside? Because I'm trying to look at both sides of following astrology or going to an astrologer. Because let's say if I continuously go to an astrologer for all my solutions and questions and so on, wouldn't I be very dependent on the astrological chart or the astrology or the person who's telling me what to do and what to not do? Wouldn't that be a downside of blindly following astrology?
Do you depend on the doctors?
Fair point. Yes. I mean, how
can you keep yourself away?
I mean, when you have
can
a
you buy
specific...
Can you boycott all the doctors?
I mean, when you need specific attention, you have to go to a doctor, correct?
Physical body is a gross and we live a grossly life. So we are hacked into it. Mm-hmm. So anything happens, we know culturally, familially, and educationally, okay, we need to go to a doctor. But many things happen to your mind, you don't know where to go.
Very true. Very, very
similarly, true. Many things happen to your energy level, ups, downs, mood swings, you don't know whom to share. What you do, if you don't find anyone, you try to find some best friend, you hug, cry, and express, and you become normal. But do you have any licensed person for that? So all these subtle influences and disharmonies are due to astrology.
Right.
So astrology, suppose I tell you, if somebody comes to me, so once I take their chart, I can know that what kind of question is going inside their mind. Yes, it is possible. Because you are ruled by the planet, and planet says me, oh, this person has this kind of questions, so I'm well prepared with my answer.
Wow.
This is what astrology
is.
That's
so fascinating.
That's why I'm saying to you, because look, even whatever I do, first thing, as you know that I have a very integrative qualifications,
yes,
and things.
100%.
So whenever people come, I do not ask them anything. Any practice we do, you do quantum, this, that, you know. So I said, no, don't tell me anything. Just give me a chance. I tell you, just 2 years back, there was a teacher, yoga teacher. She used to come to teach yoga. So one day I was sitting somewhere and she comes and she sits beside me and she asks me that, do you know pulse diagnosis? I said, yes, little bit I know. So she requested, can you check to me? So I checked her. It was 1 minute checking, and I told her that, look, your energy is always very weak, and probably you are suffering from low blood pressure. She was surprised. She said that, how do you know that? I think this is what the science is. Because if you tell me everything, then what is the purpose of my science? Even this quantum therapy I do, quantum diagnosis, I don't ask you anything. You come, I do the diagnosis, and I will tell you everything. And many doctors I have checked in this. So similarly, in astrology also, I'm just giving an example of different things.
Yeah.
Astrology also, when you give me, and by looking at your chart, I understand that which phase you are living it.
Wow.
And then according to that, then I ask you, okay, what do you want? Then according to your own questions and requirement, I give you suggestions. Suggestion is helpful. Because many people on this earth are theist and many are atheist. Mm. So people who believes in God, I give them a remedy of godly. The person who do not believe in God, I give them remedy of non-godly. This is the difference. Because if you give prescription to a vegetarian, non-veg food, they will never able to digest. And if you gave a non-veg food to vegetarian and vegetarian food to non-vegetarians, do you think it is going to help them?
Absolutely not.
So similarly, actually, I'm an experienced, wise person. So accordingly, I decide when I talk to them, I try to find them what is he or she. According to their nature, character, and existence, I decide. And then I prescribe. That's why talking is important when you do this, when you do that. Because if I don't know, if you believe in God and I give you non-godly remedial, you will not practice it.
And this just shows how, as an astrologer, you should be very well versed in the culture, the current times, and how the world is functioning at the moment, and not just.
Wow. So same prediction cannot be for everyone.
Yeah.
Always you have to care desha, that is called country and culture, society. Kala means time of the universal time and the individual time. Time is very elaborate. It's a big aspect. And patra means your individual. So based upon these three, then I give the predictions. And it is also true that on this normal life, if there is a rain outside going on, Would you like to go like this, or will you take some protection measures?
Of course,
measures?
You will.
So similarly, you wear a coat, or you will take an umbrella, or you will go with the car. So similarly, in astrology, when you know that there is going to happen rain in your life, so you will take precautionary measures.
Got you.
That is what the life. There's when there is going to be a lunar eclipse or solar eclipse in your life, you will take precautionary measures. That's what the role of astrology in your life.
Wow, that makes so much sense. So now that sadly we are coming to an end to our podcast, so before we sign off, I have one question for you. So in this month or in the next coming month, what is your advice for everyone based on your knowledge of astrology and how the planets are at the moment? What would you say is your advice for our listeners?
Look, actually, already, I think it has been announced till 17th October, there is a Mercury going on.
Exactly.
So it will be influenced everybody, but again, it is an individual. Everybody will not get bad effect.
So what are the common influences of Mercury retrograde?
Common influences that Mercury is neither a man nor a female.
Okay.
So there will be a mixed, and it is connected to communications, mind fluctuations, and energy swing, and also intellectuals ups and downs. These things will happen, but I think everybody should just be more careful about the mind, intellect, and communications, and that's it. And if they are spiritual or something, they can do meditations, mm-hmm. any meditations from any culture, from any religion.
Okay.
It's not only Vedic or no. From whichever religion, whichever country you belongs to, whatever form of meditations, prayers are available in your country and culture, you are allowed to do that.
Okay.
And if you want to be specific, then in Vedic astrology, there is a mantra chanting, mantra meditations. Then there is also many mantra for individual planets to control and conceive and make it a bit better. You know?
Okay.
There are all these facilities. Also, there are Ayurvedic contributions in that, because also herbs represents the different planets, and also there is a stones, you know,
gems and stones.
So there are so many more, but I think most common is like meditation, I would suggest.
So and, meditation.
And mantras and prayers.
And mantras
and prayers.
Prayers
yes,
any
common.
Specific stones that people can wear?
Stones actually should be based upon the natal chart.
Okay.
So with this, I cannot prescribe commonly.
Got you.
But they can, meditation is common for everyone.
Okay. So this is the basic.
Basic, yes.
Thing that we can do. All right, that's great. That's great advice. Thank you so much. And is there anything else that you would like to share or end the note with?
Actually, astrology is part of life, whether you believe in or do not believe. It is not going to harm astrology. It is going to harm you. Ooh. So that's why from my side, look, I studied it as a science. Because earlier I was a student of maths, physics, and chemistry. So I have a scientific mind in the corner. Then I also studied all these subjects. So things which is existing on the universe, I cannot ignore. I cannot go against it. Whether we believe in or not, it is not going to be false. This is my message to all of you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swami Mahavanan, for being with us here today. I really appreciate all the insight that you've shared with us, and I'm sure our listeners have taken a lot from this conversation as well. So until our next conversation, I hope everyone stays tuned for our next episode, and thank you so much
for
listening.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Namaste. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.